I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Jennifer King says, looking back at 2023, it was a rough year for the U.S. House of Representatives.
With Republicans taking the House majority, the 118th Congress started with a spectacle.
The House of Representatives failed to organize on opening day.
It took 15 rounds to elect House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. It was 10 months before he was ousted, driven out by more conservative members in part for supporting a resolution to keep the government's finances afloat. After 3 weeks of contention, Mike Johnson of Louisiana won the gavel.
The People's House is back in business.
The Senate and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell seemed frozen too at times.
And a string of
Jennifer King, Washington.
With the Israel-Hamas war still raging, one American businessman has just returned from the Holy Land, marveling at the strength and resilience of Israelis he met. Clem Boyd, an executive with Infinity Concepts, that's a Christian public relations agency based in Pittsburgh, told the Jerusalem news site AllIsrael.com that Israelis have great faith in their future.
There's fortitude and resilience. They have hope. We visited Rambam Hospital. They've built three floors underground so they can care for patients. The president of the hospital, he showed us a video before we wrapped up our tour, and it was their game plan for advancing the hospital to even greater things in the year 2065. Talk about your hope. That was amazing.
Boyd adds his group traveled to many war-torn communities in Israel and found the same spirit of optimism and resolve among men and women still grappling with the results of the Hamas terrorist attack on October 7th. The holiday travel rush is hitting its peak as mild weather and lower flight cancellation rates raise hopes for merrier drivers and airline passengers than last year. Airlines have canceled just 1.2% of their U.S. flights so far this year. This is SRN News. Christians are weighing in on the war on Gaza.
According to a new poll from Lifeway Research, 83% of believers in this country agree that, quote, Israel must take bold measures to defend itself against Hamas' decades-long campaign of terrorism. 88% also feel that Israelis have the right to determine their own statehood and government. The survey also finds that most Christians have sympathy for Palestinian civilians and do not believe that they support Hamas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The big defense bill that passed Congress this month is a defeat for efforts by Republicans to kill several progressive agenda items. Most notably, the legislation does not include language sought by House Republicans to restrict same-sex change operations for service members. It also fails to block the Pentagon's abortion travel policy, which allows reimbursement for travel expenses when a service member goes out of state to have an abortion. This is SRN News. A Congressional Oversight Committee has launched an investigation into the V-22 Osprey program.
It follows a deadly crash in Japan which killed 8 Air Force Special Operations Service members. The entire Osprey fleet remains grounded following the November 29th crash, with the exception of some limited Marine Corps flights. More than 50 U.S. service members have died in Osprey crashes over the lifespan of the program. 20 of those deaths occurred in 4 crashes over the last 20 months. The Osprey is a fast-moving airframe that can fly both like a helicopter and an airplane. But its many crashes have led critics to warn it has fatal design flaws. Keith Peters reporting.
An influential policing think tank is pushing law enforcement agencies to make some changes as to how they handle body camera footage after police shootings. They say officers should not be allowed to review video before making their first statements to investigators. More details at SRNNews.com.